You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Rockies not only won a road game yesterday, they shut out the White Sox. Denver native Kyle Freeland got the win. That's cool. Rockies get another off day to just hang around Chicago before they start a weekend series against the Cubbies. Tough news for the Broncos. They had to put their star defensive back, Justin Simmons, the safety, on injured reserve with a thigh injury. Ow.
Ooh, that sounds bad.
Do you ever had your thigh, like, you know, banged by something or run into something?
Sure, ow. Yeah, it hurts.
He'll miss at least four games, Jer.
Okay.
There's that. All right, enough of that. Today is the 25th anniversary of Google.com.
Look at that.
I do remember the first time I ever heard of Google. And I remember being an early adopter and telling people about it. It's like, hey, there's this really cool thing called Google.
You got to get off Ask Jeeves and get over to Google.
That's right. They didn't really take off until like the year 2000 or so. But on this date in 1997, the domain Google.com was registered for the first time.
Look at that.
It is an intentional misspelling and playing around with the word Google, which is G-O-O-G-O-L, which is a 1 followed by 100 zeros. So it's...
All right. And we can't live without it now. We love the Google.
Ain't it the truth?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the
really truth. Nice to have. Really, really nice to have.
I don't know how we would get by without it. Toy Hall of Fame. We used to do our own Toy Hall of Fame, as I recall. It's been many years since we did. But they've come up with new finalists for this year. Now, just like last year, Jeremy, your toy, Masters of the Universe, the one you were big on.
Yep.
It got nominated last year and did not get voted in. It's nominated again this year.
Why is it not in yet? That's what I want to know. I'm scratching my head.
Fingers
crossed.
Such
a massive toy franchise. Put it in.
I like that. Toy industry experts.
Yeah, how do I get into that? I want to do that.
Like Tom Hanks and Big. Toy industry experts will be voting, but you can too. Yes, the average person can just go online and vote for the toys that will make it into the Hall of Fame.
What's
other
the website?
Ones that have been, it's museumofplay.org.
Listen, everybody
Museum
that's listening, go to that website, do me a solid, and vote for Masters of the Universe. Let's get it in, okay? Please help me out.
I don't know. I got to tell you, the one that I know I would vote for because I've spent hours with it is Spirograph. Did you ever play with that as a kid?
I did. I didn't spend hours with it.
I think it's because we didn't have that many toys when I was a kid.
You just put the pin in and go round and round and round and
yes,
round and round.
And it makes you feel artistic when you have not an artistic bone in your body.
Right. The design at the end is pretty cool until you like are on that last round of it and you slip or something in it.
Yes.
Know, you jank
yes.
the pin across the side and ruin the whole thing. Ah!
Nerf toys are nominated. The Pinata. Pound Puppies.
Hey.
Light Bright. I never really got into Light
no,
Bright.
No, yeah, we had
and
the
game Bingo has been nominated.
Bingo.
Anyway,
all right, that's pretty neat.
They will announce the winners on November 10th. So go to museumofplay.org. Maybe I'll put that on our Facebook page.
I found, I collect toys and old stuff like that. I found yesterday, or not yesterday, it was a couple days ago, in a box, I have a 1978 toy catalog for the original Star Wars toys. It's
oh,
about
wow.
the size of a postcard, and it's got four pages in it because there weren't that many toys for the movie. Mm-hmm. And I hopped onto eBay just to check it out, and it was $80 for one that wasn't even in as good shape as I have. So this little pamphlet, I could probably get a little piece of paper, $100-$150 off of.
But
isn't
you'll
that
never
cool?
sell it.
I don't think I'll ever sell it, though. Or you just sit on it, let it go up in value. I don't need it. Just let it go up.
You'll still never sell it.
I might not. It's really cool
if
to
it
have,
went,
though. It's really
it
neat.
Up, if it went up five times and it was $500, you still wouldn't sell it.
You got to start weighing, you know, if it's better to have the money or better to have the little conversation piece, you know, when friends and stuff come over. You can
Wait
show
a
it
minute.
To them. Be like, check this out. It's a toy catalog from 1978 for Star Wars, an iconic film franchise.
How often do you intend to bust that out as a conversation starter?
At least once a year would be nice. Wow, your friends and family.
Here's the conversation, and it will include your starter, but here's the conversation. Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody, here's my original Star Wars catalog.
No, no, no.
Dork.
It'll be displayed somewhere, and somebody will be like, hey, what's that?
Ooh, have a light shining on it.
Let me tell you about this little pamphlet.
Shining on it. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, good.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I've got is this story that they're putting out about how everyone gives Leonardo DiCaprio a bunch of crap because his girlfriends are so much younger than he is. So now they say the real OG of robbing the cradle is Madonna.
Really?
Since she divorced Guy Ritchie in 2008, and Guy Ritchie was 10 years younger than her, she had a brief fling with A-Rod, who was 17 years younger, and then she dated like one other guy. But since then, every single guy has been at least 28 years younger than Madonna.
Oh, Madonna.
She's dated one guy who was 33 years younger. She dated one guy who was 41 years younger than her.
Wow.
29-year difference on this one, 28 years on this one, and 29 on that one.
Well,
so she is the real cradle robber.
Yeah.
And I say, yes, I
Why
say
not?
Power to her.
Go for it.
I'm a Madonna fan. I like her music, and I just like her style.
Yep, yep, yep.
And I don't care who gives me a hard time about that. At least she writes and produces her own songs. So. What else is going on?
Here's an autobiography you'll never see on Dom's nightstand. John Stamos has an autobiography coming out next year. It's called If You Would Have Told Me. And I guess we have Bob Saget's death to thank for it. He's got some quotes, going around. He's like, I never planned to write a book, but after losing Bob, he kind of was like, you know what? I need to write about my family and my past and all the colorful people who have made me who I am today. He says there's something like 400 stories in this book about his past and his claim to fame and the entertainment industry. Honestly, I think I'd probably like to read this and check it out. You know, he's like an iconic actor. Seems like a pretty darn cool guy. I might dabble in this. I might check it out.
I know what I'm getting you for your birthday, then.
I might flip to the end and see how it wraps up. We'll see. So anyway, John Stamos, he's got a book.
Show, so why not?
I did. I grew up with Full House, so... yeah, I might check it out. The Bear Paint Company has announced the color of the year, and they know paint. It's called Blank Canvas, Dom. It's a warm, welcoming warm white. Much like myself.
Welcoming warm white.
It's much like myself. They say it offers limitless design and decor possibilities. It's meant to inspire feelings of tranquility and renewal. It's just white.
I'm looking it up. I want to see it.
It's on our Facebook page if you want to check it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just an off-white.
They say it's due to an increased consumer desire to be present, find peace of mind, and embrace the future. This is some powerful-ass paint, isn't it?
I'll say.
My goodness.
Do you like the smell of paint?
It's just my walls. Yes, I love the smell of paint.
And I don't know why some people are like, it's terrible. When you walk in, you're like, open the windows. It smells terrible. It's fresh. I
love it too. When I just wrapped up remodeling my little guest bathroom downstairs, and I was painting in there, and I kept all the doors closed just so I could really soak up the paint smell.
Listen, children, this is dangerous. Don't huff paint.
How much I am into it. I was in there for hours. A team at Georgia Tech just invented painless tattoos, you guys. Instead of that small little needle jabbing you over and over and over when you go in to get a tattoo, this is a little patch with thousands of microscopic needles on one side. So small, they're so tiny you can't even feel them. And they're made out of the tattoo ink. So when you put this patch with the design on your skin, the little needles go into your skin that are made of the ink, it dissolves, you peel it away, and boom, you've got your tattoo. Each of those little needles represents basically a single pixel. They say it's going to be cheaper than a normal tattoo. There's a lower risk of infection because there's no blood. And it'll be much easier for your kids to order these online and come home with tattoos all over. My only concern is there going to be a bunch of people walking around with a lot of crooked tattoos, because they're probably going to be trying to put these things on themselves, and they're not going to line up, or you got a little bit over your elbow and it looks funny. And
well, now you can look forward to the great divide between the people who do this and the people who insist on going to a real tattoo artist.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
And so there will be a lot of snobbery. Well, I didn't do a patch with mine.
You
I
can maybe get one thing. Somebody to design it online for you now, and then they print it out, send it to you in the mail, and then you've got one from a real artist. So
I was writing a piece about this for the Mindbender Club mailer today, and I did some research to see what the latest numbers are on tattoo regrets, and it's up to almost 75%.
Yeah, it's a big number.
They say almost 75% of people have at least one tat that they regret.
Yeah.
That's a huge number, man.
Yeah, I believe it.
And I think that's what's keeping you from doing it, too, right? Because you want the sleeve.
I think I'd look good with somewhat of a sleeve, but no, I'm not going to do that. But I truly am concerned for somebody who orders this, leaves it on the counter, and their six-year-old comes over and slaps it on their arm. You know, and next thing you know, you got this six-year-old running around with a tat. People can't even keep their edibles locked up. They're going to have tattoos laying everywhere, too.
Well, got to be responsible.
You got to be responsible.
Would your mother approve of you having a sleeve?
Oh, probably not.
No. That's why you're not doing it.
Yeah, and it's not, I don't know. It's not very professional.
You need to move to Iowa and get your tattoo.
Of a tractor on my arm. Or the just John Deere logo right on my chest.
Break away and get that tat.
I'm
going to
get
on
an ear of corn right down my thigh, I think. Yeah, I'll do that. We'll get to this other stuff later. We've got a second trending report coming up, so we'll do that later. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook. Dom and Jeremy on the FB posted a link to a British man. He's an inventor. His name is Kevin Nix. He just broke multiple Guinness World Records. Oh, check that. He's broken multiple Guinness World Records in the past. But right now, he's looking to break the record for the world's longest mobility scooter, Dom. This thing looks like a really, really long surfboard on wheels. It's 22 feet long, and it's a mobility scooter. You can bring all your friends with you as you're cruising around. It looks so ridiculous. You got to take a peek. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
I'll check it out.